sits upon the throne. The Lamb was slain, but raised again. Behold the glory he has won. All thanks and praise. Amen, amen. For deep in prophet's sacred page, and grand in poet's winged word, slowly in type from age to age, the nations saw their coming Lord, till through the deep Judean night rang out the song, goodwill to men, sung once by born sons of light. It echoes now, goodwill, amen. That life of truth, those deeds of love, that death so steeped in hate and scorn, these all are past and beyond our ken. Lift up your heads, your King awaits. We lift them up. Amen, amen. Then raise to Christ a mighty song, and shout his name, his mercies tell. Sing heavenly host, your praise prolong, and all on earth your anthem swell.
All hail, O Lamb, for sinners slain, forever let the song ascend. Worthy the Lamb enthroned to reign, all glory.
The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. I lift up my eyes to the hills.
From where does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, he who keeps Israel
will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil.
He will keep your life.
The Lord will keep
your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 32, beginning at verse 22. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket. And Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip and the sinew of the thigh. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The first New Testament reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. "Finally, then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions he gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you, for God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
The second New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
Congregation is invited to stand. The gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 21. "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.' But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she is crying out after us.' He answered, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' And he answered, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' She said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed instantly. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
The congregation may be seated.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand,
I'll be referring to three of the readings of this morning's sermon. To start, I reread a few verses from the Genesis 32 reading. And Jacob was left alone. A man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket. Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My first year in college, I went to Miami, Ohio. And then I was in chemistry. Then I transferred to University of Wisconsin-Madison in chemistry. And I was there for one semester. Then I took a break, detasseled corn, and built corn bins in Nebraska. God, what do you want me to do? Well, go back to Wisconsin, be a pastor. So I went back. My mother was working at Concordia University, Wisconsin at the time, and so I transferred my credits there and started in the pre-seminary program. Now, I had graduated from Milwaukee Lutheran High School there in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, and I had wrestled.
And that first year back to Wisconsin, transferring to Concordia University, Wisconsin, there was an opening as assistant wrestling coach at my alma mater, Milwaukee Lutheran High School. So I had the privilege of coaching for 1 year as a junior varsity coach for Milwaukee Lutheran High School's wrestling team. And there was, and it was also as interesting, my youngest brother, that was his freshman year, so I coached my youngest brother as well. I don't know if you know a lot about wrestling, but those middle weight classes, especially the light middle weight classes from about 120 to 145, those guys are really scrappy, and they're tough. I was a 167, I was tough too, but those guys would take on anybody. In practice, they'd jump on the heavyweights to mess around. And I had a wrestler in 126 weight class. I can remember his weight class, and I can't remember his name, unfortunately. I think it was Mike. But we had a tournament for junior varsity over a period of, it was just a full Saturday. And Mike was a sophomore in high school, 126 weight class, good wrestler. And it looked like he should do well in this tournament. You have to win three in a row to be champion. He won his first match. And as the wrestling coaches do, you're at the side of the mat yelling and encouraging and giving instructions, and some wrestlers listen, some don't, but that's what you do. The second match, he did well, but there was a snap of his arm during the end of the second match. And he was in bad pain, but he hung on, and he won the match. And then, now what do you do? He's won two in a row, but he's in a lot of pain, his right wrist. Mike, I don't know if you should wrestle. No, coach, I can win this, I can do it. I'm thinking about his parents were there, and I was just a college student. Okay, so we taped up best as I could. I didn't even have a real medical person there. Taped it up the best I could to support that wrist. And said, Mike, if this doesn't go, I'm throwing in the towel. Okay, coach, okay. So he was bound and determined, and he was in pain, but he went, and well, about 1 minute into that third match, the guy was beating on his arm, and that's what you do when you're a wrestler. And he was in agony. And I took the towel, rolled up the towel, threw it in. That's it. But he took second. And he was up there when they give out the medals for the tournaments for his weight class. They had to hold up his other arm because this one hurt too much. But he made it through it. And he did well. He wanted to hang on. And if I didn't throw in that towel, I was really worried about him doing something bad to the wrist. He would have kept going and going and going. In the text, in the scripture reading, Jacob hangs on. I won't let you go until you bless me. And he had an injured hip. Sometimes there's things in life, we get through it, but we have a scar, don't we? Maybe on our body, or maybe on our psyche or mind or soul. It's a scar, but we made it through. But there's something there that reminds us of that. I won't let you go until you bless me. That desire, that endurance. In life, at times when you're wrestling and you're in times of endurance, keep wrestling. Keep enduring. Why? Because you know that God is what is best. You keep wrestling and enduring with Jesus at the center because you know Jesus is the best for you, no matter what happens. What about the wrestling of the lady in the gospel reading? The wrestling with Jesus, so to speak. But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." You can't cut me off. Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith." And Jesus said that very rarely. Very rarely did he say, "Great is your faith." "The great is your faith, be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This woman was not an Israelite. He was in the area of Tyre and Sidon, it says there. That's not an Israel area. She was not an Israelite. She was not a daughter of Abraham by race, by heredity. But it's interesting, she called Jesus the Son of David. "O Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." That is an Old Testament statement of faith. Somehow she had heard about Jesus and heard that this guy is from God. This guy can help you. Go to him. He is the Son of David. Jesus knew her. He had his plan for her. It looked like she was forgotten, but she wasn't. Jesus is bringing out her faith. And think of this woman today, how she teaches us and have taught Christians throughout the centuries. Hang on to Jesus. Even if it seems like he's not for you, he is for you. Hang on. Hang on. You're not forgotten. You are not forgotten. In the Romans 5 reading, Paul wrote, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith," it's the faith in Christ that makes us right before God, "since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Please know the significance of that. We have peace with God. He's for us. He is not against us. He's watching over us. As certainly as Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, we have peace with God. No matter what it looks like in our life, what's happening or not happening, we have peace with God in Jesus Christ. Whether we're ill, whether we have family problems, whether we have job problems, whether we're discouraged, whether we're depressed, whether we get into an accident, we have peace with God in Jesus Christ. Paul said in verse 2, "Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand." Wasn't it something that Mike could stand and take that second place medal, that silver medal? Had to raise the other hand, right? Because it was broken, and it was broken, found out later. But he was standing. He endured. Jesus said, when the problems come and there are terrors in the world, he said, "Stand, look up, your salvation is coming." We Christians stand in spirit, physically, in our souls. We can stand because Jesus has died and risen for us. And so I have peace with God and I can stand. And please remember, such New Testament stories such as this woman, or the angels singing to the shepherds. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. As certain as that story should remind you in times of trouble, the angels sang, peace on earth, I am at peace with God, no matter what's going on. The angel choir reminds me, I am at peace with God. You have to keep looking at the ball. Whether you're golfing, or you're going to do volleyball, you're going to hit the baseball, or whether you're going to kick the soccer ball, or you're going to receive the rugby ball, or you're going to kick the football, the eye is on the ball. Pay attention to it. Hang on. Even if it takes all night, or the whole life, hang on to Jesus. He has not forgotten us. He is for us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for loving us in your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose for us. Forgive us when we think you've forgotten us, or we've forgotten to hang on, or we've looked at something else besides Jesus. But call us back. Teach us to hang on. Give us strength. We need your blessing. As Jacob wanted to be blessed by you, we need your blessing. Give us strength to believe and stay with you. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And by the way, I'm going to do a little advertisement. You saw the pink folders, this week's Martin Luther devotions. Luther talks much about this gospel reading, about this woman, Canaanite woman, and Jesus, and he leads us to think through this conversation. So if you haven't started these devotions or haven't done them very much, it's not too late to start. It's very interesting, Luther's teachings this week about this Canaanite woman. And I encourage you to do those devotions. We stand and confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Shepherd of Israel, our Lord and Master, remember your tender mercies and loving kindness of old. Do not let our enemies triumph over us, and do not depart from us until you have blessed us. As you strove for Jacob, so strive now for your faithful people who put their trust in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Shepherd of Israel, you disdain nothing that you have made. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we would receive your absolution with true penitence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Shepherd of Israel, preserve all pastors in Christ, especially Dr. Harrison, our Synod President, Dr. Wilson, our District President, and Pastor Shiwi, our Circuit Visitor. Renew in this congregation and among all your saints faith to cling to you in adversity, boldness to oppose the devil and resist the flesh, and compassion to serve one another in love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Shepherd of Israel, preserve all catechumens and their teachers.
all children and their parents, and every Christian home from the assaults of the evil one. As you have called us in holiness, so sanctify us to walk as we ought, and to please you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Shepherd of Israel, give steadfastness and wisdom to our leaders, especially President Biden, Governor DeWine, and all congressmen, judges, and civil servants. Grant peace between nations and a spirit of humility and concord to our citizens. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Shepherd of Israel, as we have no strength to save ourselves from sickness and death, defend us and those we love from every adversity of body and soul. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Sue, David, Brian, Gary, Keith, Dave, Brad, Pastor Shivey, and Pastor Berlin. Remember not our former iniquities, but let your tender mercies come speedily. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we implore you by your Holy Spirit to strengthen our hearts and confirm our faith and hope in your grace and mercy, so that although we have reason to fear because of our conscience, our sin, and our unworthiness, we may nevertheless, with the woman of Canaan, hold fast to your grace, and in every trial and temptation, find you a present help and refuge. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Have no fear, little flock, have no fear, little flock, for the Father.